Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm joined right now by someone who's becoming a friend in our area. He has shielded me from many pointy weapons being thrown in my direction from Gamecocks Nation. And he is Chris Phillips of the Spurs Up Show. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Mark. Glad to be joining you once again.
All right, so let's start with this, all right? Now, put up your dukes, Chris, all right? Put up your dukes for this whole interview. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Absolutely.
All right, all right. So I visited Columbia for the first time on Saturday, right? And I was there for this award ceremony. We won the award for Best Sports Show in South Carolina, which is awesome. Really excited about that. And I got to tour around Columbia for the first time. It reminds me a little bit of where my parents live in Lakeland, Florida, kind of a medium-sized town in between Tampa and Orlando. I liked what I saw, liked the vibe, liked the feel. After the awards ceremony, now admittedly, it's nighttime at this time, but I'm driving through campus, and I'm just driving down the road of campus, and I run into Williams-Brice Stadium, which is at the end of the road that also has other campus buildings on it. Why in the hell is South Carolina shooting its reputation in the foot by continuing to say that the campus is an off-campus stadium when it is clearly an on-campus stadium by way of there being campus buildings on the same street as the stadium and by way of GPS telling me that from the center of campus to Williams-Brice Stadium is 1.8 miles? Why are you guys doing that to yourself, Chris? That's an on-campus stadium. It feels like to me, driving down that street, here's what it feels like. It feels like you're on a street of homes, and you're going down the street of homes, and the stadium is where the big mansion at the end of the cul-de-sac would be, right? That's what it feels like to me. Stop doing that to yourself, Chris. That's an on-campus stadium.
As someone that lives on that street of homes, too, I can confirm what you're talking about. But, it's kind of interesting. I think campus maybe has expanded since, I feel like that's been said for a while now. But, South Carolina's set up, listen, it's a little bit different, but I know Gamecock fans are very fond of it. And I'm not sure if you saw Williams-Brice Stadium in the area around it, say, 10, 15 years ago. But if you haven't, you need to take a look back at the pictures there and just the improvements that have been made. And it is quite spectacular what they've done just all around the stadium. They've made it really, in my opinion, one of the premier places to see and best places to tailgate in college football, no doubt.
Well, it looks bigger than Death Valley to me. I'm sure you can probably confirm that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's a bigger stadium than from what I've seen of Death Valley. But also, Chris, please confirm. Like, can you start a petition to stop referring to that as an off-campus stadium when it's clearly an extension of the football? It's clearly an extension of the campus. That's the way it looks. That's the way it feels. When you say off-campus stadium, Chris, you know what I think? Commuter school. That's what I think, okay? Because every campus that I've ever known that has an off-campus stadium is a commuter school. UCF for a number of years. USF in Tampa plays at Raymond James Stadium where the Buccaneers play. Commuter schools. That's what they are. Stop attaching that to your team name, brother. I mean, I don't get it.
I think one of the reasons it's referred to, even if it's technically not off campus, is because I'll tell you this, when you think of the on campus schools, like let's just mention the two closest rivals, Clemson and Georgia, those are literally, you are walking on campus and you just run into the stadium. I mean, I've been to both. It is really just right there in the middle.
Sure.
Whereas South Carolina is certainly not, it's not like it's in the middle of the horseshoe or anything. So I think that's where it gets the rep of it is off campus, but I certainly see the angle you're coming from as well. That it is not.
It's an extension of campus. It's an extension of campus. It's right there, man.
Hey, so, it wouldn't hurt my feelings to call it an on-campus stadium. We'll get that. We'll get that going.
We got to get that going, Chris. Okay. I'm Mark Ryan, and I approve this message. Okay. And I want you to get rolling with that, please. Thank you very much.
We'll get it rolling.
Because look, it's damaging to the rep of the school. It's damaging to the football program, and you hear that as a knock on South Carolina all the time. And I was just floored. Like, the way it was described to me here, never having been there, Chris, was that it was the way people were talking about it was like the drive from Greenville to Spartanburg on the interstate. I had to go to get to where the stadium is. It's not like that at all. So, big announcement today. Ryan Helinski wins the backup quarterback job over to Kerryon Joiner. How did he cement this, Chris?
I really think it just comes down to that Ryan Helinski is just, you can't deny the arm talent that the kid has. I mean, I talked about it today, a little bit earlier today, that I wasn't surprised at all. I know there were a lot of people kind of talking throughout the social media circles, if you will, with South Carolina that thought Kerryon Joiner was picking up a lot of momentum. We all know what he can do with his legs. He's a dynamic playmaker. I still think he's a dynamic playmaker with his legs. But, I mean, to me, it all comes down to, Mark, you can't play quarterback at this high of a level, at the SEC level, and at a Power 5 school, in my opinion, if you cannot throw the football at a high level, whether that be arm strength, whether that be accuracy. You simply just can't play the position. And to me, I think it just simply came down to Ryan Helinski has more upside, and I think right now just has more arm talent. And obviously, Kerryon Joiner didn't make the strides necessary to show the coaches that he had made the jumps there necessary to take that number two spot.
So here's my – it's not even a criticism. I just am like pulling Will Muschamp aside as a friend here, and I'm saying, Chris, why did you just create that drama for yourself? Nick Saban managed not to tell anyone who the bloody starter was all of last year. Why do you feel the need to come out and announce who the backup is? Because now this guy's going to be thinking, I'm going to transfer. And, you know, I know there was a public competition, and I know the fans want to know who won the backup quarterback job. But if everything goes well, neither of these guys are going to see the field much at all, Chris. So I'm just saying, why create that drama for yourself when the reality is, let's say that South Carolina is playing a team and they're getting shredded. Their offensive line is getting shredded. You might play Kerryon Joiner because you got to have a guy who can get out of the way, right? I mean, I don't understand why you'd make that announcement, add drama to yourself, and now maybe you got a guy transferring that you don't want to have transfer.
And, you know, you bring up a great point, something I didn't even really think about. I mean, it is a fair point because I still think Kerryon Joiner is a guy that can help this football team. I mean, even if he's coming in certain red zone packages or just packages specifically to him, he brings a new dynamic and a different thing to defend with this Gamecocks offense. And, I mean, you make a good point because I'll tell you, I'm on the record saying I think right now it's probably 95% chance that he's transferring. Now, will that be before this season starts? Will he go through this season? Because I think it would be beneficial for him to at least get some snaps this year. I mean, he's already taken his red shirt. Why not at least get some playing time? Because I think even with Ryan Helinski being the number two on the depth chart, I wouldn't be surprised still if Kerryon Joiner played more than Ryan Helinski because he's so, you know, so versatile and can come into those special packages. But, I mean, you make a good point. I don't know if we really know the actual reason why they announced it. Was it something behind closed doors where Joiner demanded to know? I know that sounds kind of crazy, but maybe he didn't want to go into the season with uncertainty. And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's a great question because, like you said, if everything goes to plan, we're not going to see either one of them except in mop-up duty. Jake Bentley's going to play this entire season. He's going to be healthy. He's going to have a great year. So you make a great point. I mean, it's definitely a balancing act. I think it might just come down to what the coaching staff's preference is, if they want to have a clear-cut number two or number one even. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great point you make. And, again, I see Kerryon Joiner transferring, but I think he's a guy, if he stuck around, I think he still could help this football team this year.
Do you feel, Chris, as Chris Phillips of the Spurs Up Show joins us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate, do you think the national narrative surrounding South Carolina, is South Carolina getting the respect they deserve, dissed, or somewhere in the middle?
I think it's somewhere in the middle. We're just taking a look at the 2019 season. I think it's somewhere in the middle. You know, it's probably more dissed than anything because there are definitely not many people willing to stick their necks out and say this South Carolina team, like yourself, will be an 8-4 program or be an 8-4 team, top 15 in the country. But I see the other side of it as well, whereas have they really earned that? I mean, the last time we saw South Carolina on the field, a 28-0 shutout in the Virginia Cavaliers. Gamecocks got a lot of the benefit of the doubt, a lot of hype going into last season. They were expected to challenge Georgia as the number two team. And, you know, it's kind of funny, Mark, we're having this conversation. What I found is I feel like with media guys, once a team kind of burns them, they're very hesitant to get on that bandwagon and pick them again, yep. Especially when it's a team like South Carolina that doesn't have the track record of, say, you know, a Georgia would if they had a down year, an Alabama would, for example. So I think people are just really hesitant to give this South Carolina program any credit. Obviously, like we talked in our last conversation, this 2019 season is going to shape a lot, really just how people think of this program overall, because they've got some opportunities this year against some big-time opponents to make a name for themselves on the national level.
I encourage you to check out his podcast. I'll tell you what, moving here as the new guy, listening to his podcast has really edumacated me in a really, really, in a really good way. So wanting to learn all about the new teams and everything that I'm covering in my area, you know, I asked a few people, where should I go? What should I listen to? Your podcast came up, and I found it to be a really, really good resource. Chris Phillips joining us here on the show, owner, founder of the Spurs Up podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Spurs Up Show. Chris, always appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, and congratulations to you guys as well. Fantastic show you guys have. I'm really happy for you and appreciate the kind words as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.